This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands. Seal his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, Donald, I have a great idea. Why don't we switch jobs? You take over TV, because you're such an expert in ratings, and I take over your job, and then people can finally sleep comfortably again.
Hello, America! Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger today. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about these never Trumpers and the left is how they have no sense of humor, evidenced by this whole exchange today between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Donald Trump. Donald Trump was excoriated by everyone because of what he said to world leaders. He had a conversation with the Prime Minister of Australia, as well as the President of Mexico, and people are freaking out. There are whole panel discussions to talk about how Trump is unhinged. He's crazy. We can't have it. Come on, please, people. Come on, stop, 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 stop. So the big deal was that, and I love this, Donald Trump had a, he was at a prayer breakfast this morning, right? Let me see if I can, find this for you here. I want to play this for you. Donald Trump's at this prayer breakfast, right, this morning. Let me see if I can get this to, okay. So Donald Trump's at a prayer breakfast, the national prayer breakfast, right? And then he had, Mark Burnett. Mark Burnett was the, of course, his, partner, the creator of the Celebrity Apprentice, and basically, partners with Donald Trump because they developed a show together. Donald Trump is also the executive producer of the show. And, during his, during the prayer breakfast, he was talking about, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's talking about. Well, I'll let you. I'll let you listen to this. But I just wanted to set it up for you because it's funny. It's funny, and people have been freaking out about this. So I want to play this for you. Here's Donald Trump today.
But we had tremendous success on The Apprentice, and when I ran for president, I had to leave the show. That's when I knew for sure I was doing it. And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out. The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster. And Mark will never, ever bet against Trump again. And I want to just pray for Arnold, if we can, for those ratings, okay?
Okay, so it's the National Prayer Breakfast. He's got Mark Burnett there, who, by the way, is an avowed Christian. Him and his wife Roma Downey, they're the ones that produced the series about Christ. He's a devout Catholic. And so he was kidding. He was kidding. Okay? He said, let's all pray for Arnold, right? And of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger's response was this.
Listen. Hey, Donald, I have a great idea. Why don't we switch jobs? You take over TV because you're such an expert in ratings, and I take over your job, and then people can finally sleep comfortably again.
Oh, yeah, because you did such a great job as the governor of California, right? CNN actually convened a panel to discuss this. I'm not kidding you. They fretted about how, well, what's wrong with Donald Trump? Is he unhinged? Is he crazy? I'm telling you, I saw it on every channel. I saw it on MSNBC, saw it on CNN. They were freaking out. They literally spent hours discussing and analyzing the fact that Donald Trump is talking about the ratings for The Apprentice. And my God, it's not presidential. What is he doing? Is he crazy? I mean, literally, that's what they're talking about. No, people. It's funny. He was making a joke. He's making a joke. See, this is the problem with trying to understand Trump. First of all, you have to be a normal person to understand Trump. If you're not a normal person, you're not going to understand Trump, number one. Because here's the problem, is these people have surrounded themselves with a bunch of dopey beta males and females. And I've said this so many times, they're all living in the bubble. They all talk to themselves, they go to the same schools, they go to the same cool restaurants, they go to the same vacation spots, they all sail together on the Chesapeake Bay. Okay, it was a joke. It's a joke. It's funny. Okay? It's funny. He said, he's at the prayer breakfast, he says, you know, Mark Burnett's the one introducing him. That's his buddy. They're friends. And dude, he was joking. He's joking.
My God, does this mean that Donald Trump is crazy? What does this mean? How dare he? I can't believe it.
These people don't get the fact that Donald Trump is a normal person, and you people are abnormal. That's the problem here. I mean, if you don't have a sense of humor, forget about it. You're not going to understand Trump. And I got to be honest with you. All the things that he said throughout the campaign, they were funny. When he talked about John McCain, I prefer my war heroes that aren't captured. That's funny, dude. I got that. I thought it was funny. Even to the point of the sex tape. He's like, oh, when you're famous, you can do whatever you want. You can grab him by the, you know. That was funny. I don't care what you say. That was funny. I've had female friends of mine that say, that's funny. Every time I hear it, it's hilarious. Come on. You know what? Stop. See, because Donald Trump talks like a normal person. Talks like most normal people talk. But these people have never been around normal people, so they have no idea what normal people talk like. That's what's going on. You want to understand Trump and the mind of the Trump supporter? Maybe leave D.C. and New York for a minute. Okay? Take a ride down 995. Okay?
Color me your color, baby. Color me your color. Edward Woodson Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. And advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Go, shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Let me give you another example of the media freaking out about absolutely nothing. Okay? Article in the Washington Post. And this has been making the rounds as well. Talking about Trump's conversation with the Australian Prime Minister. Okay? Let me just read this. This is the Washington Post by Greg Miller and Philip Rucker. Okay? It should have been one of the most congenial calls for the new commander-in-chief. Conversation with the leader of Australia, one of America's staunchest allies, at the end of a triumphant week. I'm sure the Washington Post doesn't think it was triumphant. Anyway. Instead, President Trump blasted Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull over a refugee agreement and boasted about the magnitude of his electoral college win, according to senior U.S. officials briefed on the Saturday exchange. Then, 25 minutes into what was expected to be an hour-long call, Trump abruptly ended it. At one point, Trump informed Turnbull that he had spoken with four other world leaders that day, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, and that this was the worst call by far. Trump's behavior suggests that he is capable of subjecting world leaders, including close allies, to a version of the vitriol he frequently employs against political adversaries and news organizations and speeches and on Twitter. This is the worst deal ever, Trump fumed as Trumbull attempted to confirm that the United States would honor its pledge to take in 1,250 refugees from an Australian detention center. Of course, that was a deal that, of course, Obama did. Trump, who... Oh, I'm going to go to the phones. I've got a caller from Arizona. Jim is on the line. Jim, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I had a question, not really a question, but you know that Oliver Stone, you know, that worked for Trump? I was watching him the other night, and that guy's really got it together.
Oh, you mean Roger Stone?
Roger Stone, not Oliver.
Not Oliver Stone, wrong Stone.
Not that guy.
Wrong Stone, yeah.
Roger Stone. Uh-huh. Like, he seems to really know his stuff.
Oh, yes, he's the Dark Lord.
And he seems to be, I think he's on your station on weekends.
Yeah, he's got a show on. I've actually had Roger Stone on the show a few times throughout the campaign. Yeah,
and then,
he actually lives down here.
Yeah, because he was talking about that, how Obama did all that executive stuff, and then the 50 vote in the Senate, 51 vote.
Mm-hmm.
He basically said, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And then they have that Brigitte Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of her?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Doesn't she remind you of Rosanna Dana when you listen to her speak? I'm telling you, I think she is.
If Rosanna Dana were a Lebanese woman, then yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that part. But some of her comments sound just like it. I just thought that was pretty funny. All right, well, I just, you know.
Okay.
And then on those riots last night, I don't know. I mean, I've been saying it for a long time. They're socialists. That's what happened to the Democrat Party. They went socialist.
Right. And then you're not too far away from fascist.
But it seems like last night was maybe a bunch of homo haters. What do you think?
Maybe. Maybe.
You know. All right, I appreciate it.
They should be tolerant. Okay, thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate the call. All right, thanks. I want to get back to, and I thank the caller for calling. 877-317-6432. Give me a call. Anybody that wants to call on the show, please. You don't have to agree with me either. It's okay. Anyway. Trump... called the president, I'm sorry, the prime minister of Australia, right? And he just went on and on and on about how, you know, they were talking about the executive order that he signed. And then he said, he complained to the prime minister. He said that he was going to get killed politically. And then he accused Australia of seeking to exploit the next Boston bombers. And he even tweeted out a message saying this. Do you believe it? The Obama administration agreed to take thousands of illegal immigrants from Australia. Why? I will study this dumb deal. Okay, so this is the Washington Post. They're reporting it. And so now the media has been just, again, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, they've put together panels discussing, is this how Trump is going to act? Is this how he's going to talk to world leaders? Oh, man, I mean, this is not presidential. Again, this is how real people talk. This is how real people talk. And not only that, here's my question. Who's leaking this information out to the media? How did the Washington Post get this story? There's somebody in the White House that's leaking this stuff. Okay? Absolutely, 100%. Because how does the Washington Post get this? And the best part about it is the way the Washington Post talked about this, okay? So in this article, they went on to say, U.S. officials said that Trump has behaved similarly in conversations with leaders of other countries, including Mexico. But his treatment of Trumbull, that's the prime minister of Australia, was particularly striking because of the tight bond between the United States and Australia, countries that share intelligence, support one another diplomatically, and have fought together in wars, including in Iraq and Afghanistan. The characterizations provide insight into Trump's temperament and approach to the diplomatic requirements of his job as the nation's chief executive, a role in which he continues to employ both the uncompromising negotiating tactics he honed as a real estate developer and the bombastic style he exhibited as a reality television personality. The depiction of Trump's calls are also at odds with sanitized White House accounts. The official readout of his conversation with Trumbull, for example, said that the two had emphasized the enduring strength and closeness of the U.S.-Australia relationship that is crucial for peace, stability, and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region and globally. I mean, what else is he going to say? What else is the White House going to put out? Don't you think that they all sanitize everything? All administrations do that? Come on. But the media is outraged. They can't believe it. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I got to tell you, this Washington Post story is hilarious because of the fact that they tried to basically say that Trump is unhinged. What's he doing talking to world leaders like this? This isn't how you talk to people. You know, he's got to become presidential. I guarantee you, Richard Nixon spoke exactly probably like this privately, and Ronald Reagan did, and probably Bill Clinton did. I mean, you know, give me a break here, please. These people have no sense of humor. He talked to the world leaders basically the way he probably talks to business leaders. Because he's a deal maker. He's a boss. He's a baller. And again, this is why I maintain that these people have no sense of humor. The media has no sense of humor whatsoever. Okay. Case in point. Also, the media was going on and on and on about his conversation with the Mexican president, right? U.S. officials said that Trump has behaved similarly in conversations with leaders of other countries, including Mexico. Oh, no. Really? Later in the article, it says, Trump also vented anger and touted his political accomplishments in a tense conversation with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Officials said, the two have sparred for months over Trump's vow to force Mexico to pay for construction of a wall between the two countries. A conflict that prompted Peña Nieto to cancel a planned meeting with Trump. First of all, let me say something about that. Trump said, again, this is how disingenuous the media is. Trump said he made an announcement because they were going to have that meeting with Peña Nieto. And Trump said, listen, if you guys aren't going to pay for the wall, well, there's nothing for us to talk about. So you might as well not even come. That's what happened. And then, of course, Nieto had to save face and say, well, then I'm canceling the... He didn't just cancel it. He didn't just cancel it. Trump canceled it. Trump canceled it, and then Peña Nieto was like, "Well, yeah, I'm canceling." But what the media is really, really, really in a tizzy about today is that apparently Trump said to Peña Nieto, by the way, after the cancellation of the meeting, Peña Nieto called Trump, and they spoke on the phone. And among the things that Trump said, this is the report, was that Trump said to him, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, "Hey, listen, if you can't control the borders, if your military is weak and can't control the borders and the influx coming into the United States, maybe I'm going to have to send in our military down there to take care of business." And, by the way, there's some really bad hombres down there. And so, of course, what does the media report? Well, Donald Trump is, can you believe he's talking to people this way? They actually, are thinking that, maybe it's time now to impeach the president. That there are maybe it's time now to impeach the president. We got to get rid of this guy. Really? Why? Because he's like real? Okay. All right, because he's real. Okay. I mean, how dare he? How dare he speak this way? You know, there are now journalists calling for Trump to be assassinated. Yeah. Calling for him to be impeached. There's actually an article in... The Huffington Post that said the inevitable must occur, the inevitability of impeachment after just 1 week. This is on Huffington Post. Trump has been trying to govern by impulse, on whim, for personal retribution, for profit, by decree, as if he has been elected dictator. It doesn't work, and the wheels are coming off the bus. After a week. Impeachment is gaining ground because it's the only way to get him out. And because Republicans are deserting this president in droves. And because the man is psychologically incapable of checking whether something is legal before he does it. Impeachment is gaining ground because it is so horribly clear that Trump is unfit for the office. The grown-ups around Trump, even the most slavishly loyal ones, spend half their time trying to rein him in, but it can't be done. They spend the other half fielding frantic calls from Republican chieftains, business elites, and foreign leaders. Trump did what? Poor Reince Priebus has finally attained the pinnacle of power, and it can't be fun. It's one thing to live in your own reality when you're a candidate, and it's just words. You can fool enough of the people, enough of the time, maybe even to get elected. But when you try to govern that way, there is a reality to reality, and reality pushes back. Okay. There are calls to impeach Donald Trump. The guy's been president for how long now? Huh? Yeah, what is this day? Is this day 12, 13? Right? We're not even 2 weeks into this. But, hey, got to get rid of this guy. How dare he talk to people the way he talks to them? My God. How dare he talk to world leaders this way? Is he crazy? No, he's just real. He's like a real person. And, just chill. Because he's real and he talks like a real person. And that's the problem, is that you people don't understand how real people talk. See, that's the problem. And you're never going to understand Trump because you are not real people. And you don't talk to real people. You don't even know any real people. So, I'm not surprised. But the outrage. The outrage. How dare Donald Trump speak this way? He can't speak to world leaders this way. Yeah, he can. He can do whatever he wants. I think that it's refreshing, frankly, that we now have a president that speaks like, us. We get him. The elites just don't get him, and they never will. We'll be right back.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Her to show up at that inauguration, it's the second time that...
And she started crying a little bit again. I don't know, man. I get sick of people making excuses for her. She blew it. See that? Nobody thinks that. She blew it. Look, you lost to a guy who said three things a week that would torpedo anybody else's campaign. How do you do that? That's like you're playing a football game, the other team throws 20 interceptions, and you still figure out how to blow it. At what point do you take responsibility? They try to say, they would be like, oh, it was a bunch of, I love the racist white guy thing, a bunch of racist white guys. They came out of the forest, and they were just going, Trump, Trump, Trump. It's like, where were all these racist white guys the last two elections when they could have voted against the black guy? They were fine. Oh, I don't mind the black guy, but this white lady, we got to stop. She's going to take her four-wheelers, the koozie.
So, okay, so not a lot of sympathy there for Hillary Clinton.
No. That was Bill Burr, the comedian Bill Burr, last night on with what's that guy's name? I forget. My bad. The guy with the red hair that took over for David Letterman. Anyway, but did you notice the crowd though? By the way. They didn't really like it. Nobody clapped. Nobody, like, laughed at first. They kind of did, you know, later, but at first they were like, ooh, wait a minute. I don't think so. I don't like this. All right. I got to play this for you. Because it's hilarious. So, you know, one of my pet peeves is always that people talk about, you know, you always hear people say that Barack Obama's from Chicago, right? How many times do you hear that? Oh, my, the hometown of Barack Obama's hometown, Chicago. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He's not from Chicago. Okay? I mean, according to urban legend, he's from Hawaii, right? He was born in Hawaii. Like, wouldn't you say that, my hometown is Hawaii? Like, that's where he was born. I heard he's born in Hawaii. But we always hear that his hometown is Chicago, right? How many times do you hear that? Like, wait a minute. Like, look, I'll give you an example. I was born and raised in Washington, D.C. Okay? I moved, I've lived all over the country. I've lived in Boston. I've lived in L.A. I've lived in New York a little bit. Now I live in Miami. Okay, I've been down in Miami. I've lived in Miami for about 20 years. Now, I would never say I'm from Miami. Like, when people ask me where I'm from, I go, I'm from D.C. Because that's where you're from. You're from one place. Okay? You're from one place. It's where you were born. Okay? If you are born on a naval base in Bahrain, then that's that's where you're from. Okay? If you grew up in if you were born in Spain and you grew up in Spain, Kent, that's where you're from. Okay? All right? You can't just appropriate cities or teams or whatever. Okay? You're from someplace, be that. So, I want to play this for you. This is a little exchange between Richard Fowler. He is just some dope that's always on. He's always on Fox. He used to be on Megyn Kelly's show all the time. I've seen him on MSNBC too. He's a typical beta male. He's a black beta male, which is always weird when you find black beta males, right? It's always weird. Okay. Anyway, I'm sure this guy was constantly beat up. By the other black kids. But anyway, so they're in a discussion. I think this is like Fox and Friends in the morning. And this was two black guys, okay? And I forget the other guy's name, and I'm sorry about that. But this guy, Richard Fowler, is such a friggin' jerk. But he was called out. This is a black-on-black crime. So I want you to listen to it because it's hilarious. Listen.
Right. You mentioned tanks, but we have no idea of what the president would do with those.
I mean, we've heard over and over again he's going to set in federal resources, but he, according to the governor, Bruce Rauner said Donald Trump hasn't even called him yet, right? So if you want to fix the problem in Chicago, maybe you should have a conversation with Chicago's governor. And what the home audience doesn't know is that I'm from Chicago. I work in Chicago. I'm in Chicago almost once a week.
All right, here you go. He's from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. What the audience doesn't know, I'm from Chicago. Now, he's about to get called out. Listen.
I could tell you, if you talk to the people of Chicago, they would tell you, that putting tanks on the streets.
You're from Evanston, Richard. You're from Evanston. In order for you to know what the weather's like in Chicago, you got to read the newspaper. You're not from Chicago,
That is not true.
So let's be very honest. No, you're not from Chicago. You're providing information that you don't even know. You don't even know the environment. You didn't live in Chicago.
I live on the south side of Chicago. Philadelphia? Are you out on the green line of Philadelphia?
Bruh. Listen, I work in Chicago once a week, but that doesn't solve the problem. What we need more than anything else is resources.
We got to go.
I love that. Bruh. You're from Evanston. Okay, so people that don't know, Evanston, Illinois is where, for instance, Northwestern University is. It is considered a very tony neighborhood. It's kind of like if you lived in D.C. or you're in the D.C. metropolitan area, and it's like Chevy Chase or it's like Westchester County, right? It's a very very affluent area, okay? And I'm sure that Richard Fowler probably and there's nothing bad about this, but he comes from probably comes from a little money because you know. I love it. I got to play it over again. Okay, please.
You mentioned tanks, but we have no idea of what the president would do with those.
I mean, we've heard over and over again he's going to set in federal resources, but he, according to the governor, Bruce Rauner said Donald Trump hasn't even called him yet, right? So if you want to fix the problem in Chicago, maybe you should have a conversation with Chicago's governor. And what the home audience doesn't know is that I'm from Chicago. I work in Chicago. I'm in Chicago almost once a week, and I could tell you, if you talk to the people of Chicago, they would tell you that putting
You're
tanks
from
on the
Evanston,
streets...
Richard, you're from Evanston. In order for you to know what the weather's like in Chicago, you got to read the newspaper. You're not from Chicago.
That is not true.
So let's be very honest. No, you're not from Chicago. So I'm telling you, you're providing information and you don't even know the environment. You didn't live in Chicago.
I live on the south side of Chicago.
Are you out of the Green Line of Philadelphia?
Bruh. Listen, I work in Chicago once a week, but that doesn't solve the problem. What we need more than anything else is resources.
We got to go.
Bruh, you're not from Chicago. You're from Evanston. And I just want to say to all the people that keeps telling me that Barack Obama's from Chicago, bruh. You're not from Chicago, dude. Okay? You're not, just because you moved to Chicago after law school when you were like 30, dude, don't mean you're from Chicago. Okay? Doesn't make it so. Hey, what's wrong with Hawaii? Bruh, you're not from Chicago. This is one of my pet peeves always. Okay? When the media says, oh, Barack Obama's hometown of Chicago. Dude, you're not from Chicago. Okay? Be proud of what you are. Be proud of where you're from. Okay? So, unless maybe Barack Obama's really from Kenya, and really he wasn't from Hawaii, and that's why he says he's from Chicago, because he just appropriated Chicago. Bro, you're from Evanston. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.